The Master Key. This is the Reverend Samuel Sasu speaking to you from the high tower of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Our thought for today is the Master Key. The day after I arrived on campus, Dr. Bailey took me on a walk and then he handed me a key which could open all doors. But you see, he has a very subtle way of giving you things. He was talking to me at that time about I am God, God I am. And he gave me the master key. And I, in turn, would like to give you the master key. The master key which opens all doors in our life. In fact, like Jesus the Christ said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. There are so many states in our consciousness as God. And we are the operant power in all of these states. In whichever state we move into, we have the master key to open the door to that state and make it alive in our lives. How about that? Now, but most oftentimes we move into these states with keys which we think we have fashioned, and we don't have the number one key which will open all the doors in our consciousness. That key is I am. In the book of Exodus, no, in the book of the beginning, when Moses encountered God, he asked, "What is your name?" And he said, "My name is I Am." Yes, that is my name forever. The name is the nature of whatever it is we are trying to define. The name gives you the character or the characteristics of whatever it is we are trying to define. I am is existence, to be. Remember in the commandments it is said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. The creative principle in our lives is I am. And anytime we add anything negative to I am, what we are saying is that I be that. So if you say I am poor, you be that. Now, but it says that the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Which means that if we use any negative after I am, we bear the consequence. For we are responsible for all our actions because we are the creator of our world. In giving us I am God, God I am, Herbert has given us the master key. The key to open all doors in our lives. We can say, I am spiritually aware. I am mentally creative. I am emotionally stable and mature. My body is the temple of God and it is healthy and vibrant. I have harmonious and joyous relationships. I am independently wealthy, and everything I do flourishes. In fact, I am successful in all ways. Isn't this what we are looking for in our world? But most oftentimes, we go to the locksmith of our minds and we pick a key which will open just one door. And we look for the door of just physical wealth. And we lose a lot of the other keys. But with this master key, I am that being which creates my beautiful world as I desire to be. When we know that, and we take the key of I am, and we take it to our spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, relationship, economic, and social worlds, we will be the master that we are meant to be. See, there are 7 levels that we operate from. And to operate from the master principle, we have to know where we are sometimes. We are told that it took 7 days to create the world. 7 stages, 6 days it is. The last day was the day of the Sabbath. But when you look at the 7 levels of our unfoldment, you will see that the first one, the first level, is the level of the physical senses. At this level, the soul is only aware of the physical world. What the eyes see, what the ears hear, what the tongue tastes, and what we touch becomes the only real things in our lives. The second stage is the stage where we become aware that there are energies in this world, and yet we do not understand them. We dream and we think, oh, I would like to have an interpretation of this dream. We have all kinds of illusions about life. Then comes the next stage, where we learn the law of cause and effect, the executive level. We learn that if you add 1 + 1, you will get 2. But then how this is done and for what purpose, sometimes we do not know until we become a student of the heart and we begin to let go of our sense of separate existence. And then as we let go, we move into the 5th stage, which is the stage of the master, where we are in control of our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, and we are able to create our world in the most marvelous way. But there is a stage higher than this. That is the 6th stage, where one is able to behold that I am the one in all. Some call it the Christ consciousness, others call it all kinds of names, but it is that stage where we know that I am. The final stage is just resting in that pure beingness, which is attributeless, and therefore there is no work to be done. It is just pure being. But from our Christ I am stage, where we create our world, when we utter I am, we are able to bring forth whatever it is that we desire into our world. Most of us have been doing it unconsciously, but now we can do it consciously and super consciously. I'm very, very happy that a friend in me expressed as herb to give me the master key. I'm very, very glad that I found people here who also have the master key, because I observed Ellen using a key which also could open all doors. I thought there was just one master key here. But everyone has a master key, and that is the beauty of this place. Thank you so very much, Herb, for the subtle ways in which you teach, and for awakening in me the awareness to know that this is what I am giving you. Thank you very much. You are a blessing. And hey, today, as I leave for the airport, I also give you a master key. Stay blessed, for you are the one. I love you. I love you. I really love you.